humans aren't what they're meant to be. You, Rose Franklin, are. That means they'll pay attention to you.
How is your ancestors coming here any different, any less natural than whatever accidental events led to life on Earth? Than whatever mutations turned us into what we are? Who's to say we're not supposed to be part alien?
They are! I don't know if they're right or not, but that is precisely what they're saying. And you better hurry. I don't think you have much time.
How long do I have?
I don't know. A day, maybe two. You know what's orbiting the Earth, don't you?
General Govender thinks they brought in heavy artillery.
He's a smart man.
You know what all of that reminds me of?
I don't, but I have a feeling it's something bad.
Interracial marriage laws. We had them until the late 60s.
I know. I was there. They called them the anti-miscegenation laws.
Whites weren't allowed to marry or have sex with blacks. It was considered a felony. In some states, it was even illegal to perform the ceremony.
Louisiana banned marriage between Native Americans and African Americans. Maryland didn't allow marriage between blacks and Filipinos. I see what you're getting at, but these laws were based on the assumption that some races were superior to others.
And that's not what's going on now.
They believe there is a purpose to life, and that no one should interfere with that purpose, that things should be the way they should be.
I'm pretty sure they used that argument in Louisiana and Maryland. I'd say anyone who feels they have the right to dictate what someone else's genetics should look like is feeling pretty superior.
And what if they are?
I don't think it matters. I don't think ants should do whatever cats want them to do. I don't think fish should obey dolphins. I don't think humans should dictate the behavior of every other species on Earth.
Humans sometimes do make decisions that affect other species.
Yes. Look how well that turned out.
File number 1620. UHF SATCOM Communication. Ballistic Submarine USS Jimmy Carter, designated SSN-23. Location, Bering Sea. Orders, 774627-53N. SSN-23. Rook Demetrius, Captain, 225-48-1627. Abort current mission. Return to U.S. waters immediately. Hold position at 48.498682 by minus 125.143043 off Vancouver Island. Alert status, Gamma 5. Maintain readiness for SLBM launch on domestic target. Stand by for orders. File number 1622. Training log. Vincent Couture, consultant EDC, and Eva Reyes. Location, Shawnee Mission Park, Lenexa, Kansas.
You're doing it, Eva. You're doing it.
We're walking.
Yes, we are. And now we're gonna fall.
What? No! What are you doing? No! No, no! Oh, that hurt!
You say that every time.
What's wrong with you? It was working. I didn't make us fall. I never got it right until now.
I know. Do you know what else you never did?
What?
Get back up. Every time we fell, you never even tried to get up again. That's the part that really matters. Now if you want to walk again, we need to get up. I gotta warn you, getting up is hard. Think you can do it?
I'll try.
There is no try.
What?
Just do it.
I will if you stop talking.
Don't push me, Eva, or I'll leave you here with your hands glued to your chest like a bunny. Okay? Getting up 101, I'm gonna crouch. There is no weight on Temis's leg, so she'll just bring her knees up. You have to push up a little with your elbows and bend down at the same time so Temis ends up with her legs in a ball.
Like that?
Yes! There you go. Push with your hands all the way up. Push hard. Push! Okay, just stay like that. Now for the tricky part. I'm going to extend my legs. That'll bring us up, but you have to straighten your back at the same time. Not too early, not too late, or we'll just lunge forward and break a bunch of trees.
Yes. Yes. Do it now. My arms hurt.
Here we go. Whoa, shit, we're up. Don't move. Don't do anything.
That was fun.
Oh, you liked that, didn't you? What do you say we call it a day? We can try and really hurt ourselves tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. That's all you have to say.
I'm hungry.
Me too. Now that you mention it. Okay, let's get her down.
Down?
Yeah, down. We need Timmy's to lie down if we want to get up.
You mean fall again?
No, I'm crouching. Just keep the balance a bit. I'll make us fall forward now. You have to bend backwards a little and catch us with your hands, like that. Now bend forward, lift her butt up, and I can stretch my legs. Stand straight and she's down for the night. Just stay put. I'll unstrap myself and come take your helmet off.
I can do it.
No, don't. It makes Timmy look like an idiot.
What? How?
She's still moving with you. She'll turn off with her hands around her head. Makes her look like she's pulling her hair or something. Let me do it. Keep her dignity intact. There. Let's get you out of your straitjacket.
Can I ask you something?
Why do you do that? Ask if you can ask a question. Has anyone ever said no?
I...
Just ask.
You never told me what made you change your mind.
About what?
About my trying on the controls.
Your mom did. I mean, Kara. That and Luke.
Who?
Skywalker. Never mind. I was hoping we could sit down for this. Have a cup of whatever it is you 10-year-olds drink.
Can we talk about it now?
Okay, then. Kara, she sent me a letter when... I guess it was the night before you met her. She wasn't sure she was going to make it out of there alive, and she asked me to promise a few things in case she didn't. It's a shitty thing to do to anyone in a letter, but I would have lost that argument anyway if she'd been around. Anyway, she asked me to let you figure things out for yourself. To let you be what you wanted to be. I was fine with it. I was fine with it until you told me you wanted to pilot Temis. That was just wrong on so many levels. First, Kara also made me promise to keep you safe. There's nothing safe about being in here. This has to be one of the least safe places anywhere. And it's her place. Kara and I got together at that station, right where you're standing, without the phone books, to let anyone take her place. I don't know. That meant letting her go. I don't want to let her go.
You don't have to.
I wasn't finished. There's also why you wanted to get in here in the first place. You said that's what Alyssa made you for. You said you were a tool. That got me angry. It seemed so cruel. You're not a toaster or a screwdriver. You're not a means to an end. You get to decide what you are. You're my kid. You're not a tool. One morning, I was in the shower, and I flipped my knees. I do it from time to time, or it'll hurt like hell when I have to do it. I was feeling the metal in my kneecap with my fingers, running my hand up and down my shin. My whole legs are metal. All the bones, all the joints. I felt like Luke staring at his mechanical hand after he cut Darth Vader's with his lightsaber. I'm a tool, too. I'm someone's handiwork. I don't know if I ever really had much of a choice, but I like to think I did. And I chose that. I chose to do what they made me for, serve my purpose. They made me into a screwdriver, and I chose to drive screws. It just seemed hypocritical for me to deny you that same choice. I would be saying, you can be what you want to be, except what you were made for. You were right. You're a tool. You're someone else's handiwork. This is why you were created. But you're more than that, Eva. So much more. You're a bright kid with some serious but not insurmountable emotional issues. You do have a choice. You can choose to be... You can join the army or be a musician. You can be a scientist, a chef, a ballerina. You were made for a particular purpose, but you can be anything you want, anything, including that. I wish you could deal with all this 10 years from now, but we might not have 10 years. So if you choose to be a ballerina, we'd better get going on those dance lessons.
File number 1623. Personal journal entry. Dr. Rose Franklin, Head of Science Division, Earth Defense Corps.
I'm important. Useful is what he said. That's why I'm alive. I'm supposed to do something. I don't know what that is, but given our circumstances, it has to be something like saving the world. That's what I was told. That's right. Someone told me that. He told me the same way he said it might be too early for Kung Pao chicken. How does one process that kind of information? Did I need to know? Would I not have done it otherwise? Will knowing stop me from doing it? I'd love to believe it. I'd love to be special. But I'm not. I'm not important. I'm not a savior. I wish I were. The only thing that stopped me from taking my own life is that people were dying by the millions. I thought I could do something. I thought I could help. I never thought I could do it on my own, but that's why I stayed. I hoped I might be important. I wanted to save everyone. I wanted it so bad. Maybe it's because no matter how much I try, I can't shake the thought that they're dying because of me. I fell on a hand, and I brought the world to the brink of war. They brought me back to life, and 100 million people died. I am the harbinger of death. Now I'm staring at my computer. I'm looking at every piece of data we have on the alien robots, and I don't know where to start. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. If there's a reason for me to be here, there's a good chance it has to do with what I'm good at. So I'm focusing on the metal, its composition, waiting for the answer to jump out of the screen. It's entirely possible that what I'm supposed to achieve has nothing to do with physics. I could be wasting what little time I have trying to convince myself I'm a good scientist. Now I'm overanalyzing everything, wasting time, thinking about wasting time. And what if they're right? What if wiping us out of history is the right thing to do? I can't claim to have any objectivity on the matter. Everyone I care about would die in the process, and I'd be left to live the most horrible life I can imagine. So my bias is obvious. But these aliens are evidently more evolved than we are. Their technology is incredibly more advanced. It's at least possible that their understanding of everything else is also leaps and bounds ahead of ours. Maybe they know what's best. I feel so alone. I don't do well on my own. I need people to guide me. I need Kara. I need someone I can talk to about anything, anything but this. I need someone who won't judge me based on whether or not I can save the world. I suppose no one really does judge me that way, but Kara was the only one who made me feel like I could just be. I need you, my nameless friend. Would you be okay with my calling you friend? You died with your arm around me. That has to count for something. Still, you'd probably be uncomfortable with the idea. Talking about you, I realize I'm still angry at you. I can forgive Kara, but you? You had no right to die. You had no right to leave me behind. What would you say if you were here? Something caustic like, are you talking to yourself, Dr. Franklin? Yeah, I'm talking to myself. There's no one else to talk to. Everyone's dead. What would you do? What would you say to make me see? You weren't a scientist, but you'd have made a good one. You were detached, methodical. You could see this problem for what it is. I can only see nonsense. How can I, me alone, defeat giant alien robots that can withstand a nuclear explosion without using anything that was invented in the last 3,000 years? What can I do without any technology whatsoever? I can't even go near them. What would you say to that? You'd probably ask, do you believe you can defeat them by conversing with the recently deceased? Probably not, but I'm allowed to talk to an imaginary friend. It's in the rules. They had crazy people 3,000 years ago. There was nothing else around, though. Nothing but rocks and dirt and bugs. I'm sure I wouldn't like what you'd have to say now. It would be dry, bordering on insulting, but somehow supportive in your own twisted way. I know. If that is true, Dr. Franklin, I suggest you stop talking to the dead and find a way to defeat these robots with rocks, dirt, and/or bugs. I'm losing my mind. I believe that was the general idea that I was trying to convey. Why does that sentence ring a bell? Rocks, dirt, and or bugs? What can I do with that? Rocks, dirt, bugs. I can throw rocks at them. Maybe they'll take pity on me, decide we're not that evolved after all. Think, Rose. Think. Rocks, dirt, bugs. Rocks and dirt and... Oh, I think I've got it. Thank you. I don't believe in the afterlife, but thank you, wherever you are.
File number 1626. Interview with Brigadier General Eugene Govender, Commander, Earth Defense Corps. Location, Shadow Government Bunker, Lenexa, Kansas.
You can sit down, Dr. Franklin. You're stressing me out.
Thank you, General.
The Quebecois said you have a plan.
I do. Half of one, anyway.
That's a half more than what we had an hour ago.
I suppose so.
Well, what are you waiting for? We don't have all day.
Yes, sir. You know, I've been going through everything we learned about the metal these robots are made of. There are slight differences, but it's essentially the same material they built Themis with. It's an alloy, mostly iridium, and it has a bunch of properties we can't explain, but that we're beginning to understand. For example, we know it's able to store energy. We don't really know how it works, but we can make things with similar properties. We can make metal that stores solar energy and releases it when we want it to. We turn ruthenium into fulvalene diruthenium. That will store reasonably large amounts of solar energy that can be released using a catalyst.
Ruthenium. Isn't there some of that in the metal that makes up Themis?
There is, but in very minute quantities. Nothing that could explain what it does. And the metal in Themis actually prefers nuclear energy. It can store a phenomenal amount of power. The closest thing we have is something like uranium. We can't make it do what the metal in Themis does, but uranium does store energy and releases it over time. It's slow if you don't do anything to it, but it's enough to keep the Earth cooking. About half of the heat inside the planet comes from radioactive decay. We have little control over the amount of energy uranium releases and the speed at which it does, but if we create a fission chain reaction in a nuclear reactor, for example, we can release a lot more energy and a lot faster. Anyway, I decided to think of it as uranium, see where it would lead.
And?
It gave me an idea. There's this special kind of bacteria, Geobacter. They have tiny wires on them. They're called pili, that insulate them from the toxic environment they live in. And they're able to transfer electrons to radioactive metal and change its properties. Basically, they can clean up radioactive waste, turn radioactive metal into a mineral by changing its molecular structure. It's a slow process, though, way too slow. It takes years for these things to eat just a tiny bit of radioactive waste. There's a lab at Michigan State. It's run by a Dr. Lena Texera. They play with a particular kind of these bacteria, Geobacter sulfuriducens. They were able to increase the strength of the pili and make them more efficient. Basically, they added armor to the bacteria, made them more resistant, so that they can mineralize uranium a lot faster. It sounded promising. Even with some super armor, it would take forever for these things to colonize something as big as the alien robots, but I thought it was worth a shot. Anyway, I called her. Nice woman. She called me Rose. Said we met at a conference before. Must have been before I died. I had her send over a sample by helicopter. It's really disgusting, green, gooey stuff. I wasn't sure what to do with it. Anyway, I put on two pairs of gloves, one on top of the other. I took the little shard we had chipped off one of the panels and rubbed some of that goo on it with a Q-tip. The plan was to expose it to radiation and see if it would take longer to saturate and discharge, maybe release less energy, something. I let it rest on a block of plutonium for a good hour. I couldn't get it to release anything at all. The last time I had tried that, it took only 10 minutes to destroy half my lab. I tried a few drops of the mixture on one of the panels. Nothing happened. I put some of it under the microscope, and all the bacteria were dead. So I took the whole thing, about a cupful of it, and just poured it on the panel. It didn't do anything at first, as I expected. I figured I'd come back later during the day. I turned off the light on my way out. Then I noticed that the turquoise light in the symbols was wavering. Just a bit at first, then a little more. After about 5 minutes, the panel went completely dark. That was 2 hours ago, and it hasn't turned back on. Whatever makes that metal do the things it does, it must be a very fragile equilibrium. I think the bacteria just throws it off balance, enough to make it stop functioning.
So, that's your plan? Throw some green goo at the robot?
At one of them, yes.
When you got back from Washington, you told me you believe these aliens are waiting for us to demonstrate that we could be just as evolved if they hadn't messed with our gene pool.
Yes. I could be wrong, of course.
So, the idea is to beat them without using anything that didn't exist before they showed up thousands of years ago.
That's what I'm running with.
But you said these bacteria have some kind of body armor that makes them better at eating up metal. Isn't that cheating? I mean, I don't know the first thing about any of this, but this sounds like cutting-edge shit. Seems to me you wouldn't have these superbugs without modern science.
I wouldn't have the regular kind either. These things have been on Earth for millions of years, but we've only just discovered them. If the aliens want to be literal about this, then we're screwed. I can't unlearn everything I know either. I'm hoping they're just looking for us to make a point, like a proof of concept.
Sure. If you think it'll work.
I don't know that it will. Even if it does, I can't be sure they'll get what we're doing.
That's what I was going to say. You want to throw bugs at them. Aren't you worried you'll just piss them off?
I don't think we have much of a choice. If Mr. Burns is telling the truth, there might be about 3 million people left on this planet by this time tomorrow. Vincent and Eva will die first, then everyone else who doesn't have my crappy DNA.
Lucky you. What do you need me for? I don't know the first thing about bacteria.
I need more. I need a lot more. Dr. Texera is sending me what she has, but it's not much, and there's no time to grow enough of them there. She said there's a lab in Dalian, China, where they've been growing the same bacteria for about a year to run some experiments in a wastewater treatment plant. I'd like you to send Themis to get it.
With Eva?
Yes, they can be back in a couple hours. I don't want to waste a day having it flown here.
I can order Vincent to go, but I can't send a goddamn child against her will.
Just ask. I think they'll want to go. If Vincent doesn't think she's ready, he'll tell you.
I suppose if the world's going to end in the next 24 hours, she's as ready as she's ever going to be. I'll talk to her.
Thank you. She was playing outside a few minutes ago.
I have one more question about that half plan of yours.
Go ahead.
How are you going to get the goo on the bad guys if you can't touch them? You've shown me birds dropping down a good foot away from the robots. Kara and Vincent fired lightning bolts at one of them, and they couldn't hit anything either. Your superbugs are going to get zapped by the robot's energy field before they can do their thing.
Yes, that's the other half of the plan, the one I don't have. I have no idea how to get around their energy field. I thought about building something that could go through it. I don't know what force could be used to build an energy field that stops solid objects, but if it's anything like electromagnetism, something made of superconducting material might make the energy field flow around it. I don't know. In any case, superconductors have to be kept insanely cold. We don't have anything I could just carry around. And even if we did, I couldn't test it. Besides, we don't have that kind of time. I'm betting on something much simpler. I don't believe their shield extends all the way to the ground. I think the bottoms of their feet are exposed, maybe the first few inches from the ground.
Achilles' heel? That's your plan? That sounds a little convenient, don't you think?
It would be extremely convenient if I could figure out how to reach under their feet. I don't think a few inches of bacterial culture around their feet will be enough to power down something that size. I'll need more surface for the bacteria to survive. The whole bottom of a foot might be enough, but I doubt they'll cooperate and stand on one leg.
Maybe you can bring it a giant treat. Teach it to give paw. Don't take this the wrong way, Dr. Franklin, but that has to be the dumbest, most ill-conceived plan I have ever heard. And believe me, I'm in the military. I've heard a lot of dumb plans.
If I could make it walk, I'd... Oh, you're right. I have no idea how to do this. But it has to happen today, so I'll just have to improvise if I can't come up with anything before Vincent and Eva come back with the bacteria. I'll bring a shovel.
7 billion lives on the line, and you'll improvise?
I wish I had something better.
Dr. Franklin.
Yes.
Good luck.
File number 1629. Mission Report. Vincent Couture, Consultant, EDC, and Eva Reyes. Location, Shadow Government Bunker, Lenexa, Kansas.
This is Vincent Couture. I'm with Eva Reyes, back at the base. We had a lovely trip to China. They said they needed an extra couple of hours to get the bacteria ready for transport. They had put it in a refrigerated container that wasn't going to fit through our hatch, so I asked Eva what was on her bucket list, and she said she'd like to see the pyramids. We crossed that one off. We were only there for 5 minutes, but she was happy. You were, Eva. You looked happy anyway. She's smiling. Eva was a champ. We didn't even fall once, and she didn't freak out. Okay, maybe a little. When we were at the bottom of the sea, we made it to Dalian just in time. We loaded the cargo and headed home. Total duration of our Chinese escapade? 2 hours, 47 minutes. Dr. Franklin left for New York with a bacterial culture about an hour ago. At least I hope that was bacterial culture. It might have been beer. The friendly folks at the Dalian University of Technology gave us 3 kegs. For real, regular college kid drink from the tap until you pass out kegs. So if Rose can't save humanity with what's in there, there's at least hope for a decent end-of-the-world party. Not for you, Eva, but we'll find you some army-issued apple juice somewhere.
Hey!
Okay, maybe a sip. I could use a beer right about now. Dr. Franklin is probably already there. General Govinder and the rest of the staff are in the control room. They have a bunch of drones up there, really cool quadcopters. They won't let me play with them so they can see from different angles. It's like a football game. I think Eva was scared a little. She didn't want to go, but she's racking up the nerves as we speak. I guess we'll...
It won't work.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
It won't work.
What are you talking about, Eva?
Rose, her plan, it won't work.
How do you know?
I just know.
You saw something, didn't you?
Yes.
What did you see?
She'll get stepped on. She'll die.
Why do they step on her?
I don't know. Maybe it's an accident. Maybe they just don't see her. All I know is she'll die. She gets crushed into the ground, her body...
Okay, that's enough. Rose said that your visions are possible futures, that what you see might not happen at all.
She'll die. Don't try to make me feel better. I'm telling you, she'll die. Vincent, please.
We'll die if we go, Eva. You'll die.
We'll all die if we don't. Please trust me. Say something.
Crap.
What does that mean?
That means crap. Grab your gear. We can't just let her die now, can we? Hell, I've lived a good life. You got to see the pyramids in Kansas, eat MREs 3 times a day. What else is there, really?
Thank you.
This might be the greatest mistake anyone has ever made in the history of the human race. You're just lucky there aren't any adults left around to make responsible decisions.
Should we tell the general?
Not if you don't want to be locked up in this room with half a dozen guards at the door.
You think so?
They've been planning this all day with just about everyone from the army to the Coast Guard. I don't think they'll be really impressed when we tell them we want to crash the party because the 10-year-old with a chip on her shoulder had a vision while watching The Walking Dead, I might add.
I was just asking. There's no need to be mean.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I mean, I'm sorry that this is your life. You should be playing with dolls or something.
I hate dolls.
File number 1631. Mission Log. Brigadier General Eugene Govinder, Commander, Earth Defense Corps. Location, Shadow Government Bunker, Lenexa, Kansas.
We're missing someone. Where's Jamie?
He went to the bathroom, General. Here he is.
Nice of you to join us. Anything else you need to do, or can we get started?
Sorry, sir. Won't happen again.
Damn right it won't. All right, folks, let's get this show on the road. We have a full room today. As you know, we have no satellite capabilities. These boys in the white shirts over there are on loan from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, UAS Division. They are our eyes and ears. Fellows, welcome to the EDC. How many drones do we have?
4, sir. 1 tracking your vehicle. 3 standing by at Riverside Park.
Get them in the air now. I want drones at the northern corners of the park, the other one on the 102nd Street crossing. I want the robot on every screen in this room before Dr. Franklin gets within 2 miles of that thing. How are we doing on the ground?
Special forces are in position at Bellevue Hospital. We also have an SDS team standing by in case we need air evac.
That was Lieutenant General Alan A. Sims visiting us from Fort Bragg. He's in command of our extraction team. Thank you for joining us.
Happy to serve, General.
We couldn't find anyone from Special Ops with the genetic makeup to survive a gas attack, so these men will keep their distance. We did find one NYPD officer with the right DNA. I forget his name. Jamie?
Officer something.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you so much. Officer something is standing...
Langdon!
Damn it, Jamie! Officer Langdon is standing by at Park in 110th. He can get Dr. Franklin out of there if this turns into a smoke fest. Speaking of, Dr. Franklin flew into Davison Army Airfield in Virginia earlier today. She left for New York on a UH-72 and landed at Bellevue Hospital about 20 minutes ago. She is driving the rest of the way alone. Plan is she'll approach the robot on foot. We want them to see her. She'll spray bacteria on whatever section of the robot she can reach. If she's right, that should disable it within a few minutes. If she's not, let's just hope she's right. Is that her on number 4?
Yes, sir.
Put her on the big screen. She'll get off the FDR at 96th. There. She'll enter Central Park at 97th. Put her on the audio. Dr. Franklin, you're with us?
Yes, sir. I had to go around a few abandoned cars, but I'll make it. 2 minutes.
Good. We have you on screen. Let us know when you get there. All right, people, you heard the lady. 2 minutes. Remember, this is her show. If she asks for something, don't look at me, just do it. You see anything, you let her know.
General, I'm entering Central Park.
Roger that. We're ready when you are. Everyone, stay sharp. I want to know if that robot so much as farts in her general direction.
I'm getting off here, General.
Very well. Rescue team is standing by. Holler if you need anything.
Thank you. Wish me luck.
Luck is believing you're lucky. Go get him. She's having a hard time getting the containers out of the car. Jamie, how much does this bacteria stuff weigh?
About 160 pounds.
Thank you. How the hell do you know?
That's how much a beer keg weighs. I figured they're both liquids.
We're lucky to have you. All right. She's moving towards the robot. Any sign of movement?
No, sir. Nothing on infra...
God damn it! What's Themis doing there? Give me that radio. Culture, is that you?
Yes, sir. Me and Eva.
You goddamn son of a bitch! Get your dumb ass out of there before you get her killed!
Eva, raise your arm! I can't talk, sir. Bye!
Don't you hang up on me, son. Don't you dare hang up on me. Jamie, get him back.
General, the alien robot is firing on Themis.
Yes, I can see that. Come on, Vincent. The shield. Damn it. Put your shield up. Good boy. They're going to get slaughtered. Dr. Franklin, you need to get out of there.
Yes, General. That's what I'm trying to do.
They're getting pounded. Does the kid even know how to fire the weapon?
Not as far as I know, sir. They only practice walking.
God damn, that was stupid. Why is Dr. Franklin still there? No, no, leave the damn keg.
She's running now, sir.
It's about time.
Themis is up.
What the hell are they doing?
What are they doing, sir?
Is there an echo in this room? They're giving it a bear hug. Damn it! Culture! They'll never be able to hold on with a 10-year-old controlling the arms. Jamie, tell Officer Langdon to drive north as fast as he can. Oh, I have a bad feeling about this.
I'm on it, sir. He'll be...
What just happened?
Sir, we lost video communications.
God damn! Everyone, listen! We're deaf and we're blind. That is unacceptable. Jamie, call Dr. Franklin on his cell. FBI, can you get more drones in the air?
10 minutes?
We don't have 10 minutes. This will be over in 2. Jamie, how about that call?
It goes straight to voicemail. Cell towers must be down near the park.
Keep trying. General, is there a camera on that chopper of yours?
There's one with STS, but it transmits via satellite.
Get it airborne anyway. One of your men must have a cell phone with a camera. They couldn't have knocked out every cell tower in Manhattan. Jamie, can you get a video call on the big screen?
In the next minute, no. I can show it on my laptop. It's in my locker.
Then what the hell are you still doing here? Gentlemen, I want eyes on in 2 minutes. 2 minutes! I'll call the president.
File number 1632. Mission log. Vincent Couture, consultant, EDC, and Eva Reyes. Location, somewhere in Missouri.
Vincent, what are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing? I'm getting us to New York so we can do... God knows what, and save Rose.
We keep reappearing on the same highway.
Well, yeah. We don't have GPS anymore. If I transport us somewhere far, then... Well, then we'll be far, and we won't know where we are. We can't exactly stop for directions, you know. So I'm following the highway.
Won't that take forever?
I'm jumping about 2 miles every 3 seconds. We're not exactly standing still.
I don't think we have enough time.
Not enough. That's 2,400 miles an hour. We'll be there in 30 minutes.
We need to go faster.
How do you know? Do these visions of yours come with a timestamp or something?
Please!
You want to go faster? How about this?
Where are we?
We are in the Atlantic Ocean. I just jumped 1,200 miles due east. If I'm correct, we're off the coast somewhere near Atlantic City. If not, then I don't know. But I got the water part right. We're definitely in the ocean.
I can't see anything. I'm...
You're a little freaked out, aren't you?
Can't you get us out of here?
Sure. Pretty sure.
Please, please, go!
Hey, you're the one who wanted to go faster. I was perfectly fine on the highway, but you thought 3 times the speed of sound was too leisurely.
Get us out of here!
Okay, okay. I'm turning us around. There, we're moving again.
We're still on the water.
Now, there we are. Well, that's not Atlantic City, but it's the shore and we're south of where we're going. We'll just follow the coast to New York. Here, enjoy the view. You'll be able to see New York in a couple of jumps. Look, over there. That's Manhattan.
Where are we?
New Jersey, the Highlands. That island over there is Sandy Hook.
You've been there?
No, but I saw brochures when I was a kid. Maybe you're too younger than you are. My mother always wanted us to go. We never did, but I like the brochures. Let's see if I can eyeball us across that bay. Meh. Second time's a charm. We'll stay in the Hudson River until we get as far north as Central Park.
We won't see anything.
Sure we'll see. It's shallow. Look, our ass is above water. It won't get deeper than that. We're almost there anyway.
Can we walk the rest of the way?
I'd rather not. God knows what's down there. There are at least a couple tunnels in the Hudson between here and where we're going. Here's one, and I think we missed one. What do you think? Think we're far enough?
I don't know. Why don't we walk on land? Like normal people.
Normal people can walk without tearing down every electrical wire. We can't fit anywhere in the city. We'll get stuck, destroy things. I'm going to try and jump straight into the park. Google Maps say it's about 5,000 feet from the river. If we're in the right spot...
You've been looking at your phone all along?
Did you bring a map, Eva? Didn't think so. Let's do this. Are you ready?
Go! Go!
And we're there! Maybe not...
We're in the river again.
More or less. I think we're on what's left of a bridge. We're in Harlem. We must have gone too far. I'll turn us around. One more jump and we're there, for real. Ready?
You can stop asking. Just go. Holy shit. We're right behind him.
That guy is huge.
Back up, Vincent. Back up.
Rose, are you there?
It won't work. You need to turn around.
Vincent, what are you doing here?
Eva saw it. It won't work. Get out of the way.
Get out of here, Vincent. They'll kill you.
I said it first, Rose. Go, run.
Vincent, he's turning around. Back off. Back off.
Couture, is that you?
Yes, sir. Me and Eva.
You goddamn son of a bitch. Get your dumb ass out of there before you get her killed.
Vincent, he's gonna hit us. What do I do? Vincent!
Eva, raise your arm. I can't talk, sir. Bye! I'll give you the shield. Raise your left arm, Eva, like your... Yes! Like that! That asshole knocked us on our ass again. Eva, you okay?
It hurts! Make him stop! Can we leave?
Not with the shield on. But let's see if we can return the favor. Raise your right arm. Point it at... You're good at this. Firing! Again! Again!
He's not doing anything, Vincent.
We're not done yet. Rose, we're gonna try to knock his shield off for you with an energy burst, like we did in Denver. Do you understand?
I need more time.
No can do. Get as far away from us as you can. Eva, keep the shield up. When I tell you, push us off the ground with your right arm. I'll get us up.
What are we doing?
Something your mother and I did once.
Did it work?
Well, we killed Rose. Now, push! Okay, we're up. I'm running at him.
We're gonna hit him.
Exactly. Wrap your arms around him and hold on.
Like that? I'm scared, Vincent.
Just hold on to him, Eva.
I can't.
You have to. Just a bit longer.
I can't. He's too strong. What are you doing?
I'm taking my helmet off. I'm coming to help you. Don't let go.
Who'll control the legs?
We don't need to use our legs. We just need to hold on. Timmy's will do the rest.
Hurry. My arms are...
We're going to die if you let go, Eva. I'm almost out. Pretend you're in a storm at sea. And he's the only thing you can hold on to.
I'm not strong enough. I'm sorry.
I'm here. I'm here, Eva. I'm going to wrap my arms around you and we'll hold on together.
I can't see with you standing in front of me.
It's okay. You don't need to see him. Just look at me. Look at me, Eva. There. Biggest hug in history.
What's that noise?
That's Timmy's getting angry. She's absorbing power from his energy field. That hiss means she's about to overload. Rose, ready or not, close your eyes, Eva. It's gonna get really bright.
Ah! What just happened?
His shield is out. Keep your arms around him while I get back to my station. Then we'll kick his ass.
No, don't go. I can't. He's out. Vincent, he's out. He's grabbing us. He's gonna throw us down. I can't stop him. Vincent. Vincent, are you okay? Answer me.
I'm not okay. I flew into the wall when we hit the ground. My shoulder, I think I broke my arm. My right leg's all bent. It won't move at all. Roll us on our back, will you? I can't see anything.
How do I do that? Okay, I got it.
I'll get to the console and turn on the shield again. He's coming at us.
Can you get us up?
No, I can't get into the controls. Let me get my helmet on. He looks like he's about to punch us in the face. He is punching us in the... Ah! Calvaire! Can you hit him too? Eva! I know this is scary, but you need to snap out of it. Can you hit him?
Our left arm is pinned under his foot. I can hit him with a right.
Hit him in the gut.
I can't reach his gut.
Doesn't matter. I'll fire when you get close. Now. Ah, that hurt, didn't it?
Keep firing, Vincent. Again.
That's my kid kicking your ass. You messed with the wrong 10-year-old.
Again. 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 Vincent, keep firing. He's still up. What?
We're out of juice. We discharged and now we're drained whatever was left. She won't fire.
Timmy's won't move with me anymore.
I know. We can't move. We can't do anything.
Then what?
Then, I guess we wait.
For how long?
I don't know. We've never drained her before.
He's coming back. He's coming back. There's a... It looks like a disc of light in his hand.
Shit.
What is it?
I'm pretty sure that's what erased half of London.
Do something!
I can't.
Are we gonna die?
Eva,
I don't want to die. I want to get out.
Eva.
How do I get out?
Eva!
Get me out of this bin!
Eva, stop! You're a good kid, Eva. I'm glad I got to meet you.
Can you hold me again?
I wish I could, Eva. You can't imagine how much I want to, but I can't get to you. Look at me. I'm right here, Eva. Look at me.
Dad.
Yes?
I'm sorry.
There's nothing to...
Look! He's turning away from us.
I can't see. I took my helmet off.
He's looking at... There's a pickup truck coming.
Does he still have his disc thing in his hand?
I don't think so. Someone's getting out of the truck. I think it's Dr. Franklin.
Way to go, Rose!
There's white gas coming out of somewhere. Everywhere.
What do you see? Eva, what do you see?
I see nothing. Nothing but white.
File number 1633. Mission log. Dr. Rose Franklin, Head of Science Division, Earth Defense Corps. Location. Central Park, New York, New York.
General, I'm entering Central Park.
Roger that. We're ready when you are.
This is awful. There are people lying on the grass, everywhere. It looks like they're taking a nap. Cyclists on the side of the road. Someone should take care of them. I'll stop here. I think that's close enough. I must be 1,000 feet from the robot. General, I'm getting off here.
Very well. Rescue team, standing by. Holler if you need anything.
Thank you. Wish me luck.
Luck is believing you're lucky. Go get 'em.
I believe. So, I'm out of the vehicle. The robot is standing right in front of me. It is facing me, but I don't know if they've seen me or not. I must look like an ant from where they're sitting. I'm getting the bacteria out of the vehicle. One, the containers are really heavy. I'll have to carry them one at a time with the dolly. Two, the pump and the hose are in my backpack. I also brought a small army shovel. Whew. And that's three. I'm making my way towards the robot. I'll turn on my projector in a second. I don't know how they'll react, but I have to make sure they see me. They have to know that I'm responsible for whatever is happening to them if anything happens. Oh, shit. The robot's feet are on East Drive. Part of the right foot is on the grass, but only for 5 or 6 feet. The rest is on asphalt. Oh, so much for my shovel. I hope there's enough of a gap in the shield above ground for me to... Oh, what the... They must just appeared 100 feet behind the alien robot.
Rose? Are you there? It won't work. You need to turn around.
Vincent? What are you doing here?
Eva saw it. It won't work. Get out of the way.
Get out of here, Vincent. They'll kill you.
I said it first, Rose. Go! Run!
The robot is turning away from me. I don't know what to do. They're firing. I'm heading back to the vehicle.
Dr. Franklin, you need to get out of there.
Yes, General. That's what I'm trying to do. I can't run with this. I can't hold the dolly. Oh, shit. I lost the container. It fell off and it's rolling away. Oh, I got it. I'm bringing it back.
Rose, we're going to try to knock his shield off for you with an energy burst like we did in Denver. Do you understand?
What? I need more time.
No can do. Get as far away from us as you can.
Oh, shit. Shit. I'm leaving the container behind. I'm almost there. Okay. I am back in the vehicle. Where did I... Oh, in the ignition. I'm turning around. Heading back south, the way I came. I'm driving by the baseball fields now. I need to put at least 1/2 mile between me and Themis before she discharges. Oh, Jesus Christ! Someone fired at the road ahead of me. A good chunk of it just
Disappeared. I almost drove straight into it. I just crossed 97th, still heading south on East Drive.
Rose, ready or not?
No, not yet! Ah! Oh, God, that hurts. Everything went white. I hit a car. The airbag. I think it broke my nose. My Jeep's dead. I'm trying to get out of here. If I can just reach the handle. Yes! I'm out. Wow. The road behind me is gone. The pulse missed me by about 100 feet. I can't see Themis. Just the other robot pounding at the ground on the edge of the crater. It must be them. General, tell them to teleport out of here. You have to get them out. General? General, can you hear me? Anyone? I have to get back. I hit an abandoned pickup truck. Let's see if the keys are in it. Yes, I'll just grab one of the containers, put it in the back. Vincent, can you hear me? I'm coming. I need to get their attention. I'm heading inside the crater. High beam, low beam, fog lights. Yes, I hope they can hear the horn. The robot is standing above Themis. She's not moving. I see some light in the alien robot's left hand. Some sort of disc. I think it's about to do what it did in London the first time. Faster! Here, I'm here. Come on, come on! Look at me! There you go. That's it. Turn around. It's looking right at me. I'm getting out of the truck. I'm roughly 200 feet away. I'm taking the container out of the back, getting the hose out of my backpack, and plugging it in. I think that's how it goes. Now all I need is to drag this thing 200 feet in the dirt. The robot is just staring at me, I think. Yes, the light on him is getting brighter. It's releasing gas. I can't see where it's coming from. It's as if it's forming around it. It doesn't seem to be coming out of anything. The gas will reach me in about 5 seconds. I hope it's the same thing it sent out before. We'll know soon enough. That's it. I'm completely surrounded. I can't see. I can't see my own feet. That container's so heavy, I'll just stop. Sit for a minute. I can taste the blood running into my mouth. That iron taste. We're all made of the same thing. The gas is dissipating. I can see the sky again. I can see the light of the robot seeping through. I can see my feet. Soon they will see me too. Time to get up. I'm about halfway there. It's really heavy. I wonder what they're thinking. They're probably wondering who this crazy woman is dragging a beer keg in the dirt. At least now they know I'm not like them. There's only a bit of gas left on the ground, like dry ice on stage at a rock concert. My feet are dragging through it, creating small currents in the mist. It's really pretty. The keg doesn't feel as heavy anymore. It must be the adrenaline. Those feet are gigantic when you're standing next to them. I'm there. I can touch it. The shield is gone. It's cold. Even where there's light, it's cold. I'm ready. Holding the hose. I'm pumping. It's working. I can reach maybe 15 feet high. I can cover the whole foot, the ankle. I feel like a dog urinating on a lamppost. I'm afraid they'll just kick me away. This side is pretty well covered. I'm dragging the container to the other side. The robot's feet are fairly close to one another. If I stand here, I can probably... Bad idea. I have to get closer. I'm running out of solution already. That's it. I'm all out. I'll just give it a minute or two. Slowly stepping away. I'm walking backwards the way I came so they can see me. So far, nothing. It might not be enough. That container looked big until I was standing inches away from the alien robot. It's like painting a building. I should have brought the other container. I can always go back to get it if this doesn't work. I'm beginning to doubt this entire plan. If they were looking for us to make a statement, my spreading green goo all over their feet seems a little understated. I don't even know if that's what they're looking for. I don't know if they're looking for anything. This might be a complete waste. Wait. It's hard to see in daylight, but I think the light in the right foot is beginning to flicker. Maybe I'm just imagining things. No, the light went off for half a second or so. Again. The lights went off on the entire foot now. I wonder if that'll be enough to... Now the lower leg is dark. The left foot is flickering. I barely sprayed anything on that one. I think they've lost power on the entire right. I barely got out of the way. The lower leg just fell off. It's now standing on one leg, and that one is losing power as well. I think it's about to fall on its... I don't even know how to call these. The upper knee? I have nowhere to run but straight ahead. There are trees everywhere. I'm running as fast as I can, but I'm not sure I can outrun a 20-story building. I can hear it crumbling down behind me. The bacteria must have thrown off the molecular structure on the entire robot. It's coming down. I can see its shadow stretching in front of me. I don't think I'll... Ah! Something caught my leg. A rock, maybe? I don't think it's a piece of the robot. I can see its head to my left. I think it was a large rock. My knee. My leg. I can see the bone sticking out. I think I'm gonna faint. Take a deep breath, Rose. The worst is over. I made it. I don't know if that's what they were looking for, but it worked. That robot is done for. My leg. Can anyone hear me? Vincent? Vincent? Can you hear me? General? I need help. I need a doctor. Hello, is anyone listening? Oh, God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They're... I think they're all here now. The alien robots, they just appeared, all of them. One more. It just materialized. Maybe 100 feet in front of me. I can't move. I can't run away. Can anyone help me? It's magnificent. They're just looking at me, all of them. It's like Times Square. The first time you see it, it's like an army of gods, each with its own color. It must mean something to them. The one closest to me is orange. It's Hyperion. What's it doing? It's crouching. It's putting its hand down on the ground, maybe 30 feet to my right. His head is coming down over me. God help me. It's right above me. I can almost touch it. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Where did it go? It was staring at me, then it vanished. Another one. They're all disappearing, one at a time. I'm alone. It's over.
File number 1641. Party log. Eva Reyes. Location: inside Themis, EDC headquarters, New York, New York.
This is Eva Reyes. We're on board Themis celebrating. I'm with my dad, Dr. Franklin, and General Govender. I don't know what I'm supposed to say. Hey, Vincent.
Yes, Eva?
Why do I have to wear the headset?
Because we're recording this. Rose likes to record everything.
I know that, but why me? Why can't I have you wear it?
Let's see. I have a broken shoulder and a bent up leg. Rose has a broken tibia.
It's a headset. It goes on your head.
You can move around more than we can. Stop complaining, will you?
The general could wear it.
The general is slightly inebriated.
I heard that, Couture.
Sorry, sir. I meant to say you're drunk as a skunk.
It's that damn champagne. Why can't I get a real drink? Why is it so dark in here? I can barely see my glass.
That's the other thing I wanted to ask about. Why am I the only one drinking juice?
So you can do the recording. Oh, that and your 10.
Come on, Vincent. I just kicked some giant robot's ass. I just want one glass of champagne.
Technically, Rose kicked his ass.
Come here, Eva. I'll give you a glass. A small one.
Thank you, Dr. Franklin.
I told you to call me Rose.
I'm not sure I...
Vincent does it. If you don't, I'll start calling you Ms. Reyes.
Okay, then. Rose, how does it feel?
Champagne? It's...
No, I meant you were right. Your plan worked.
I guess it did. Why are you making that face, General?
Show the aliens we could be just as tough without them messing with our DNA. By shooting some green goo full of bacteria out of a keg.
What are you saying, General?
I'm saying what?